Hello? Mom?
Oh, Sean.
Mom, is it really you?
It's me. Your mom.
Mom, I made something with your tape. We're actually in it right now. I hope that's okay.
Gosh, there's some pretty private things in the tape.
I know the tape was meant for Dad, but you say so many beautiful things. And I wanted people to hear it. And I wanted to spend time with you. Or at least your voice.
That's nice, Sean.
Mom, I was married for 10 years, to a woman I deeply loved, and now I'm divorced.
I can't imagine what that must feel like.
Well, I can't imagine what it must have felt like knowing you only had a few years left to live after the bone marrow transplant.
I did what I could with the time that I had.
You did so much, but if you could do it all over again, would you do it differently? I mean, why did you work so hard?
Everything I was building, everything I was looking toward, I knew I would not see. It was a way to have a sense of ownership.
But Mom, if you knew you wouldn't see it, why did you keep building, keep looking forward? You were so determined to make the most of the time that you didn't spend the time you had with us.
I wish I'd had more time with you and Joshua.
But do you get what I'm saying? We didn't need you to be strong. We just needed you.
I hear you.
I'm sorry. It's just that spending all this time with your tape has made me realize how much I missed you back then, and how much I still miss you now.
I love you, Sean.
I love you too. And, you know, I'm realizing I did the same thing that you did. When Dad drove you to the hospital that night, I was so scared of falling apart that I refused to acknowledge it was happening. I stopped crying. I did my homework. It was a way to have a sense of ownership.
Most people, especially kids, can feel
yeah, I guess so. But now that we've talked, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to fall apart.
Because then I can become something new. Mom, I've missed you so much. It's so good to talk to you. Mom, are you still there?